Hallelujah for a word in season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to today's episode of Hallelujah Every Day. It's a great day to be blessed. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. From my time zone, it's good morning and God bless you and all yours in Jesus' name. Today, I'll be speaking about what I call casting down enchantments and divination powers. I need you to listen attentively today and learn some mysteries. This podcast message will be in episodes 1, 2 and probably part 3. The quality of information you know and use can help and save your life someday. You may have heard of someone or some people who got phone calls and all of a sudden they emptied their bank accounts and paid to complete strangers who called and gave them instruction via phone call to do their bidding and only realized what they did after some time. You may have heard of men who left their wives and children to go live with girlfriend or strange women, abandoning family and emptying their wealth to strange women. Some call them side chicks. You may also have heard of bankers who, under strange influence, erroneously pay large sums of money to strange customers without knowing they were induced by strange powers to do so. You may also have heard of people in high positions who started well but deviated and made lots of blunders that are irredeemable. Many of these examples are found every day. They are mostly victims of enchantment and what we call divination. I pray God will set every captive of these dark powers free in the mighty name of Jesus. We take our reading from the book of Numbers 23 and verse 23. Bible says, "Surely there's no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God wrought?" Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 10 through 12, I read, "There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that use divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer, for all that do this are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee." Hallelujah. Child of God, enchantment and divination are satanic tools the devil uses to cause havoc in the life of believers. Every child of God must be spiritually alert and equipped to cast down and disgrace any form of enchantment and divination. Enchantment is a spiritual manipulative power of darkness to cause a person or a people to act in certain strange ways to please the devil. This manipulative power is called an enchantment. For instance, you may have seen snake charmers who control snakes. That is just a little of what enchantment can do. When someone is enchanted, he or she loses their free will. They become possessed with the devil and are made to do the bidding of the devil or the enchanter. Enchantments are done using charms, jinx, spells, and other fetish items, and at times through the eyes, through words that are spoken to their various victims. In simple terms, an enchanter is one who places someone else or a people under a spell, under captivity, through irresistible influence. Magicians oftentimes do that too. They are also what they call whisperers of spells. Child of God, these evil powers and personalities have been in existence for centuries. The book of Daniel points out activities of diviners, enchanters, sorcerers, charmers, magicians, so many of them. Moses also confronted them in Egypt and overcame them all. I pray for you, if by chance any is functioning around you in your life, you will overcome them all in the name of Jesus. A lot of believers have become victims of devil as a result of enchantment. Many men have lost their families because someone put a spell on them. Many women have been driven away from their husbands' houses because another woman put a spell on their husband. The spell of seduction also enchants. I remember the story of a man who abandoned his wife and many children to go with a mistress, a strange woman, only to return back after about 20 years and pleading for reconciliation. Sadly, the strange woman enchanted him, took over all his properties, his assets, his monies, his companies. He was left a pauper. I pray for you. Your family will not witness enchanting powers in the name of Jesus. I pray again, any strange enchanter that will cause sorrow in your life, sorrow in your family, let them be wasted in the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, a lot of people are struggling in life because of one spell or the other. The good news is that all spells and enchantment can be destroyed and sent back to their senders. As you issue command in prayers in the name of Jesus against enchantment and divination, every enchantment programmed against your life, programmed against your family, enchantment programmed against your business, enchantment programmed against your career, they will be permanently destroyed in the name of Jesus. Child of God, having said this, I will stop here today, but we will continue on this topic tomorrow. It is a deep and necessary topic for us all to understand. Get ready some little parcel of sand if you can, and for those in the diaspora who can get sand, then get water, which we'll pray on tomorrow as a spiritual weapon. Now, let's pray. Every occultic power, every divination power, every enchantment, charms, satanic mediums projecting evil against you, be wasted in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your amen be louder. Those diviners in your place of work, in your place of business, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of the bondwoman, spirit of strange woman working in your life, spirit of strange men working in your life, be cast out and be disgraced in the mighty name of Jesus. Enchanting powers of darkness, looking into your glory, looking into your home, looking into your finances, let them be wasted, be wasted, be wasted in the mighty name of Jesus. Charmers, enchanters, manipulating people into error and mistake over your life, over your career, they will fail woefully in the name of Jesus. I dip you into the pool of the blood of Jesus, and I decree that your case is settled in Jesus' name. Amen. Child of God, before we round up the podcast, it's happy birthday and a big congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries today. The Almighty God, His mighty hand will elevate and bless you mightily in Jesus' name. We celebrate you. You are blessed today and always in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for listening and for your financial support to keep the daily podcast on air across many platforms around the world. Many lives, I repeat, many lives are touched and transformed on daily basis by the reason of what you do to keep this podcast airing. Glory to God. Please keep sharing the podcast. It's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never ever take your time for granted. We sincerely value your input and of course your feedback. Have a wonderful day today. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 364 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.